This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, mamas. I have excellent news, an amazing announcement to share with you. Memes are back. They are back, baby! For so long, due to the TikTokification, let's call it, of the internet, it felt like there was no beating center, no beating heart of the internet where we could all dance around and laugh at the meme of the moment, okay? Everyone was pushed into their own little bubbles of content, their own little For You pages, which very much still is the case, but it really feels like something has shifted. Something has changed in society that we finally have it back. And I'm talking like back to like the 2016 to like 2018 vibes, okay? When there was Vine, when there would be like one popular Vine, like a week basically, that everyone would know and everyone would reference for the most part, or like popular tweets. And then, you know, I say it ended in 2018 because that's kind of when TikTok started and everyone moved away from these like centralized platforms where, you know, it'd be everyone would see the same stuff. It'd be like a, like Instagram literally used to have a popular page where like it would be the most liked pictures would be on the popular page, which obviously isn't the best idea. Like celebrities like Selena Gomez or someone is probably would always be at the top of that. So not the best idea, but there was something to be said. There was something to be said about the internet being like a town square where we could all gather around and like laugh at the same goofy little thing. And that's why I was truly genuinely upset when TikTok absolutely just demolished that. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the birth of TikTok didn't spawn very funny memes, and I'm very thankful for their existence, but when I was pushing out a word there, it actually sounded like I was shitting myself. I just wish that, you know, we could have, like, a For You page on our TikTok account, but as well as, like, a popular page or, you know, just like funniest videos of the week. I don't know. But using that as a prelude to what I want to talk about today, specifically the memes that have captivated the world in like a way that no other meme has in a very, very long time are the Grimace Shake and the Titanic Submarine, which are two very different events, but have had like a similar effect on the internet, okay? Like literally everyone knows about the Grimace Shakes and everyone knows about the submersible. Like, in fact, my mom like literally asked if I got a Grimace Shake when I called her an hour ago. And I was like, how do you know that? Because A, she lives in Canada and they don't have the Grimace Shake in Canada. Like it's that international. Grimace is so worldwide. It's so impactful. So starting with the Grimace Shake, yes, I have had it. I have tried the Grimace Shake. It is disgusting. To really just describe it for you, it tastes like the color purple, okay? You might look at it and think it's a like a lavender purple milkshake, and you might think, okay, well, that's grape flavor. The thing is, it's not. It's not really any flavor. It's like sweet purple. And I can't give any other explanation other than that. And there's some like lore on why it exists because it's the most random fucking thing. Like, obviously, we're not like there's like food collabs and like food linked to popular culture, say like the Travis Scott meal, the BTS burger, the Jack Harlow KFC meal, those like really have taken over in the past few years. Okay, there's nothing new about them, but they were all like a little bit cheesy without like any like kind of sense of like it, they weren't like ironic, so it was like stupid. Like if it was like the Travis Scott meal, blah, 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 and like they made like a whole like joke out of it, that could be like more fun. But the way it was like so serious, like Travis Scott made like a fucking supercut of like his career, and he's like, and now we made it to McDonald's or some shit like that. Like that's embarrassing. Like that's not, and it's the way it's like not even anything special. It would just be like a few nuggets and like a burger. Like come on now. But the Grimace Shake is a brand new invention. This shit has never existed before, and for the most random, the most random piece of like the most random character, like who the fuck is Grimace? I didn't know who Grimace was. I mean, I've seen Grimace with like all the McDonald's people, the McDonald's characters, but like I, you will not see me being like, oh boy, when is Grimace gonna be in the MCU? Oh boy, I can't wait to see a Grimace movie. Please Netflix, make a Grimace TV show. Like no one was asking for it, no one fucking wanted it. And yet, it was the funniest thing ever. So, I don't know, like, how much McDonald's predicted what would happen. But, you know, it's obviously a very random thing to just make a purple shake. But it's the way that the meme was, like, proliferated is batshit crazy. So, there was this one girl who, like, posted the first Grimace Shake TikTok, which was, she's like, hey guys, I'm trying the Grimace Shake. Happy birthday, Grimace. And then she like takes a sip and then like her neck is like breaking. Like it's just like, it's like an instant cut, like a horror movie fucking jump scare to her on the ground, like neck breaking, like jaw dislocating. She's like, and boom, all of a sudden, a tornado, a hurricane of Grimace TikToks showed up. And I don't want to get like too like marketing strategy into this because I really don't care that much about it. I'm more focused on like how bonkers it is that this became what it was. So it like it's literally all those on my For You page. I think it's funny. I don't think it's that funny anymore just because I've seen so much of it. But like I opened my For You page and it was 6 Grimace videos in a row. And it's not like the kind of trend where it's just like creators, like random TikTokers that like have no actual like content and just hop on every trend, like making videos on it. It was like everyone. I saw like old ladies making Grimace TikToks. I saw like the like random people that live in like the middle of Nebraska making Grimace TikToks. It truly was like we were coming together as a society to laugh at the hilarity of Grimace TikToks. And like It's such an awesome freaking trend because, like, it's so creative and it's, you know, every trend on TikTok for the most part has been, like, very kind of, like, brain dead, if you will. Like, that's the nature of trends. Like, anyone can do them. Anyone can, like, pick it up if you, like, spend 15 minutes, like, to learn how to do a dance or something or just, like, download an app for, like, a filter. Like, every trend is, like, so low barrier of entry. But this one also is like a very low barrier of entry. Like obviously anyone can just like throw a Grimace Shake on the ground and be like the Grimace Shake killed me. But like people were getting fucking creative with this, which you never really see with trends online. Okay. People were like directing entire A24 horror movies about the damn Grimace Shake, which is so bonkers.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
And I will say, I fucking hate McDonald's. Like, I genuinely, I've had McDonald's, like, maybe 6 times in the past, like, 10 years. I hate it so much. The main reason why is because I'm bitter, because they don't have, like, any meat-free options. Like, literally everything at McDonald's is meat, which is just beyond annoying. Except for when I went to London and they had Beyond Meat Big Macs, which was really good, actually. And I was like, wait. And I started completely changing my entire mind about McDonald's. But for the most part, fuck McDonald's, because they don't have anything I can't eat there. Like, I pull up. Same with Wendy's. Wendy's, you big, fat, nasty hoe. Like, actually, can you, like, make something other than a baked fucking potato for, like, people that don't eat meat? Like, be real. Are you Arby's? Do you think you're Arby's and you have the fucking meats? Because you don't. You're Wendy's. You have some nasty little pigtails. And all you serve is meat. It sucks. And you suck, Wendy. Like, that, I wish, like, fast food restaurants, sorry to take a tangent, but I wish fast food restaurants could, like, understand that, like, you literally just need one Impossible Burger on the menu, and boom, I love you. Like, I love you so much. The way I eat fucking Burger King, I am a Burger King consumer. I will order Burger King here and there because they have a Beyond Meat burger, and it's good. And Burger King's nasty. Like, that is, anyways. So I've always hated McDonald's for that, and also because, like, it is just so overhyped. Like, I have had, like, a Big Mac before. I have had chicken nuggets before, or sorry, McNuggets, because, like, I've had, like, periods in my life where I, like, ate meat for a little bit. I'm like, let me try McDonald's. Fucking gross. Nasty. It is so overhyped. It literally tastes like if you just, like, it tastes like styrofoam. Like, genuinely tastes like styrofoam. I'm like feeling sick thinking about it. So I've always just hated McDonald's. And when the Grimace Shake first came up, I didn't even want to interact. I didn't even want to, like, vaguely participate in it, because I was like, I hate this company. I hate this brand. And y'all suck. But I was pleasantly surprised. It was nice to see that, you know, I feel like McDonald's is such a boring-ass restaurant that, like, never does anything fun other than, like, a Travis Scott meal or a BTS burger, which is not even really fun for me because I don't give a fuck and I can't eat it. But it was nice to see such a, like, absolutely camp, goofy, like, creation that's spread in such a wholesome way with so much creativity. And I'm typically, like, really just grossed out when brands will, like, tweet as if they're, like, your best friend or, like, silly little meme lord running McDonald's account. So that was, like, a little annoying. Like, they would, like, change their, like, profile picture to Grimace. Like, hey guys, Grimace here. Grimace running the McDonald's Twitter. Shut the fuck up. You're, like, an unpaid intern at McDonald's who deserves a job for literally running the McDonald's Twitter account. I fucking hate when brands, like, act like
little humans.
I mean, they are humans, like, running that, but it's like, Wendy's burgers. I'm Wendy. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. So that's kind of my two cents on the Grimace thing. To take a full, a full, like, 180 onto the Titanic submersible, you know, it feels a little callous, feels a little weird to call it a meme, but it's obviously a fucking meme. And the memes that were proliferated from this event, sorry, I'm using that word so much in this podcast, like, ooh, look at me with my $10 word, shut up. The Ocean Gate memes were insane. And it was a crazy feeling, because, like, when this submersible, if you don't know, there was a submersible that went to go explore the Titanic ruins that was carrying, like, 5 people on board that were all very, very rich. And, oh wait, I literally talked about this in my last episode, so I'm not freaking recapping it, because real drama mamas listen every week on Wednesday. But anyways, the memes that came from it were, like, bonkers. Like, I saw one, it was, like, me when I'm stuck in the submersible, and I tweet, fuck Nicki Minaj, so that they come and find me. Like, it was, and there was, like, multiple different phases to it, okay? There was the first phase, where it just went missing. And details started to pour in about, like, how poorly made this thing was, how it was, like, controlled by, like, a Logitech game controller, how, like, the owner of it said safety is, like, a stupid, like, road bump to, like, ignore. There was that phase, and then there was the phase when, like, we realized, damn, like, it fucking imploded, and they are literally all dead. Like, that was another phase, and at both phases, in the Ocean Gate moment, the memes did not stop. The memes literally did not stop. Obviously, it's very tragic. I'm not, like, I know I said a little piece, which a lot of people in the comments didn't agree with, because I said I'm having a hard time, like, generating empathy for them, but at the same time, they knew exactly what they were getting into, and they knew exactly the risks, and you exactly just don't need to go down there. So, sorry, like, sorry if y'all think I'm fucking evil now, but I actually physically can't, like, generate it in my brain to feel, to have. So anyways, moving on from that, it was crazy because, like, on one hand, like, yes, these are, like, literal people that are, like, at the bottom of the ocean, and people are, like, making, like, Nicki Minaj jokes. But what I want to focus on is, like, how we haven't had, like, an event or a moment like that where we all came together in, like, awe and spectacle for one thing. Like, genuinely the last time I saw, like, Twitter so hyper-focused on one thing was, like, the Dream face reveal. Like, that is genuinely the last time. So it really feels like we're in this, like, renaissance where, like, because I think most people enjoy and find a lot of community and warmth in having, like, memes that everyone has seen and everyone knows. It is such a genuine, like, wholesome human experience to have that, I think. And it's finally fucking back, baby. I think there's, like, been, like, it, like, there's been smaller events that everyone kind of gathered around that were, like, leading up to these, like, giant memes. Like, for example, there's, like, all the Barbie memes about the Barbie movie coming out. And this, like, also feels a little weird. Like, it's kind of similar to the Grimace situation, the Grimace incident, the Grimace allegations, because, like, the Barbie movie, obviously, a lot of the memes are, like, generated by, like, the movie company and the advertising executives. Like, it's not, like, some little wholesome thing that just, like, came out of nowhere for the most part. Like, also, just to take a sidebar, it is so insane, like, the marketing for this Barbie movie that's coming out. They built an entire Malibu Barbie dream house in Malibu that you can book on Airbnb. There's, like, Barbie freaking roller skates. There'll probably be a Barbie meal, honestly. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm very excited. I love the director of Barbie. She did Little Women. She was in the movie Frances Ha. Very amazing director. So I don't have any doubts that this movie won't be good. But there's also memes being like, because there's another movie coming out the same day called Oppenheimer, which is really about, like, the man that created the nuclear bomb. And so there's this whole kind of, like, thing being like, we have Barbie movie at 11 a.m. We go take shots. We see Oppenheimer at 6 p.m. like type B. And it was, like, funny because they're two, like, polar opposite movies. And I think that was kind of natural, like, this trend to be like, Barbie, Oppenheimer, movie night. So that was fun. Another kind of less of a meme because it was more of, like, an actual fucking natural disaster. But the fires, bro, the fires in Canada that, like, pushed smoke into New York. There was a lot of memes about that, too, that, like, I actually don't know. I'm, like, realizing as I'm saying these that, like, a lot of these are kind of, like, manufactured or, like, not. They're not memes that just, like, came from any kind of organic way. Like, these, like, obviously the fire, like, all the memes about, like, the fire and the smoke in New York, like, happened because of the smoke. Like, it's not like one person was like, hey, let's put some smoke in the sky. Like, the only kind of memes that are coming organically from, like, the four things I've mentioned, I think, is probably, like, the Ocean Gate situation. Because that, like, genuinely, like, there was no company pushing behind that, I guess what I'm saying. But I remember seeing, like, for the New York fires, like, someone made this, like, Instagram create mode. And it was, like, a picture of this guy. And it was like, how can I make this about me? And I've seen that, like, ever since it happened. Like, when the Ocean Gate thing happened, I saw this post and it was, like, the submersible. And someone was like, how can I make this about me? So, anyways, these, like, it really does feel like a meme renaissance. And I might be crazy. I might be sitting here as the only one, like, thinking that. Because maybe I'm also just not that, like, tapped into, like, the pulse of TikTok. I'll fully miss, like, entire trends and memes. Because I have a 30-minute screen time limit on my phone for TikTok. And literally, genuinely, only my mom knows my password. So there's no fucking override. Like, if I hit my 30 minutes, I'm done, baby. But I don't think that I missed anything. Because, like, my experience with TikTok in the past 3 years has been, like, an insane bubble. Like, I was, oh my God, I was showing my friends Jazzy and Koi and Keegan my For You page yesterday, and it was literally just all train videos, because that's what fucking TikTok gives me. And I'm not complaining. Like, I love a good train video. I love videos about infrastructure and bridges and, like, countries and, like, passport collectors. Like, very just kind of, like, geeky shit like that, I love. But that means that I'm not seeing, like, the more kind of trendy things. Like, I had no clue who Alex Earl was, who's, like, apparently the freaking it girl of TikTok and, like, actually, like, taking over social media. No clue who that was, because I'm in this little bubble. And on one hand, I like seeing stuff that I, like, am really interested in, but I do feel very left out when I'm missing entire, like, trends and waves and moments in culture, because I'm getting fucking train videos. I'm, like, learning about how, like, the Brooklyn, the train going through Brooklyn to New York is not good, and it's a freaking light rail. Like, I want to know that, but I also want to know about Grimace. I want to know about Ocean Gate. So, it's a weird place, because I genuinely do feel like there's a hunger for, like, us all being together and holding hands and joining together in the funniness of singular memes versus a bajillion separate experiences. I think it's more fun in having, like, a giant community like that versus, like, a bunch of small little communities. I don't know. It's, like, it's really weird, because, like, obviously TikTok has brought together, like, some very niche communities. Say, like, you like a band that has, like, literally 1,000 listeners on Spotify, you can probably find, like, TikToks about it, which, by the way, is very fucking weird, because, like, the way you can literally Google something and get a TikTok for it 5 minutes later, cookies, whatever they are, like, every time I go to a website, I'm like, we use your cookies, they're like, hey there, we're just a little website, and we'd like to use your cookies. Can we have some cookies, please? I'm like, aw, let me give you some cookies. And then they just steal all my fucking data and, like, literally tailor my entire For You page to what I Googled in the past 10 minutes. Like, what products can we sell? What can we give to him? That's a little scary. But what I think has, like, also helped for, like, don't worry, my stool is just absolutely shattering underneath my feet, under my big fat ass. What I think has really helped bring back this meme renaissance, ironically, is, like, the worst social media platform, like Twitter. Like, if Twitter actually fully died, I don't know that we would have Grimace Shakes. I don't know that we would have Ocean Gate memes, okay? Things on TikTok can, like trends like the Grimace Shake and trends like the Ocean Gate fiasco, those typically, like, literally start on Twitter first, and then, like, some content-hungry person on TikTok will, like, make a video on it. It's very rare that stuff starts on TikTok and moves its way to Twitter, I think, for the most part. I don't know, y'all might disagree, but, and I guess, like, also, like, YouTube, has a trending page, too, although I don't know that that is, like, as, like, I don't know if, like, that is, like, starting trends as much, but I do love the trending page, because, like, whenever I'm like, what is society watching right now, like, what are y'all up to, I can just go to the YouTube trending page and see. I don't have to scroll through TikTok for a million fucking years and then, like, make cross, like, correlations thinking, oh wait, this is really popular, this has 4 million likes, it must be a trend, and then I have to, like, look it up and, like, cross-reference with other people, be like, did you see this, oh okay, yeah, this is a trend. Like, that's fucking annoying. I just want to know what is funny right now. And I feel like I made an episode, like, a few months ago, being like, I hate popular things, and I want to be in my own lane, and, like, fuck Marvel movies. But there is something to be said about being in the general, being amongst society as we laugh at funny, silly little things, like people drinking a nasty fucking purple milkshake and throwing it up and recording it as if they died, or a submarine that is lost in the most crazy fucking way, with with the literal Titanic death count going up by 5. That's crazy. With the wildfires making New York look like the sky is made of spray cheese, with the Barbie movie coming out the same day as Oppenheimer, two completely separate movies, but somehow having the same audience. These are human experiences that are timeless. They may not make it in history books, but you look back at pre-2018, and these were tent poles of the culture. We had the killer clowns of Halloween. What a fucking time to be alive. A meme that, like, transcended social media because people were genuinely seeing clowns, like, out and about and thinking they were about to get murdered. Shit like that is what makes... It is all, like, genuinely all I use social media for. I don't care really about all the happenings in between. It is just so fun. Like, I think about, like, when I was a kid and I'd, like, wake up and I saw the Hurricane Tortilla vine for the first time. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. We won't be able to, like, all have, like, a little connection together with each other if we're all just in our own little bubbles on TikTok seeing a super hyper niche content. I truly do think, like, TikTok needs a trending tab or something. Sorry I just got so sentimental there, but I truly do love having a good laugh with the whole world. But anyways, that's the meat and potatoes. Let's get into your guys' drama. If you want me to read your drama in a future episode of Drama Mama, just comment it. Just leave a little comment down below on the YouTube video version of this podcast, and I will read it. Please keep it like one or two sentences. Some of y'all are venting. I love you, but I'm not your therapist. But I will give my two cents. This comes from at Exer Campbell Bell Enjoyer. It's a bunch of words ran together and I didn't know how to pronounce it. Hey Ben, I love you and your content so much. Here's my drama. Hi, love you. One of my lifelong best friends is now dating this guy who bullies and harasses me and but mainly my girlfriend. They know he does this too. I'm so torn over what to do about it, though. Should I confront her, let it slide, stop being friends with her, etc.? Please give me advice. Yeah, definitely confront. I would not let that go. Some people, like, get so blinded by, like, love, their attraction to someone, that they will just, like, completely ignore the red flags of their partner, especially when it comes to how they, like, interface and interact with, like, other people. And that is very fucked up that they're doing it to you and your girlfriend. Like, definitely have, like, a one-on-one conversation with your friend, because, like, they genuinely might not know. They might, like think, oh, Bob is being so silly. But, like, it's actually, like, hurting and affecting you. Call them out, and if they're, like, blind to it, this is so cringe, and I've always wanted to do this, but, like, literally just, like, record them doing it, or, like, call them out, like, next time they're rude, or, like, say they, like, send, like, a rude-ass text or something. Screenshot that shit. I don't know. Just, like, get proof so that, like, from an objective point of view, you can just be, like, look at this asshole being rude. And this is your boyfriend? This is who you are kissing and smooching on? And hopefully that works. I love y'all. I will see you next Wednesday. I'm sorry that this was not the live podcast episode. I'm still waiting on the files for that. I had a really fun live podcast at VidCon. Thank you all so much for coming. If you listen to this podcast, it was a blast. And the video version will be up here one of the Wednesdays when I get it. But please have a good rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you later. Bye!
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.